This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, Anand, as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to the debate on the bill, Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah said that this legislation will empower the rural economy and help in creating self-employment and development of small entrepreneurs.
सहकारिता एक ऐसा क्षेत्र है जो देश में एक प्रकार से हर परिवार को छूता है हर गांव में कोई न कोई ऐसी इकाई है जो सहकारिता के माध्यम से कृषि विकास ग्रामीण विकास और स्वरोजगारी के काम के अंदर जुटी हुई है देश के विकास के अंदर योगदान करती है और ये जो विधेयक है ये आपके माध्यम से पारित होने के बाद इससे ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त होगी स्वरोजगार और छोटी उद्यमिता इसका विकास होगा सामाजिक समावेशन भी बढ़ेगा और नवाचार और अनुसंधान में भी कई नए मानांक गढ़ने के लिए मौके उपलब्ध होंगे
The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of the auditors. Replying to a debate, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country. She said in 2014, the banks are under stress and when the Narendra Modi government came to power, it took steps and put in place a robust banking governance framework so that the financial condition of banks remains strong. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the government has blocked 1,410 gaming sites under the IT intermediary rules after the reports of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said, betting and gambling are part of the state list and the state government has the power to make a legislative framework for it. The Minister of External Affairs today said that the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, should be designated as an entity of concern. Dismissing the findings of the recently released 2025 annual report by USCIRF, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that USCIRF continues its pattern of issuing biased and politically motivated assessments. He made these remarks after USCIRF, in its report, claimed that attacks against India's minorities rose in 2024. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today launched DX Edge Empowering Excellence and Growth Through Digital Transformation. DX Edge is a national initiative to create an ecosystem connecting medium, small and micro enterprises, MSMEs, technology providers and academic institutions. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Subramaniam said DX Edge will drive digital transformation by developing a large pool of technical expertise. The Supreme Court stayed the controversial order of the Allahabad High Court and said the judgment showed a lack of sensitivity. The controversial order of the Allahabad High Court observed that acts like grabbing breasts and breaking the string of pyjamas do not constitute an attempt to rape and the prosecution must go beyond the stage of preparation to prove his charges against a rape accused. And that is the end of this news bulletin.